The talks have been going on for 3 years, although both sides have avoided publicity. The hope is to hash things out without some of the controversy that faced treaty rights 15 years ago. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krumenacher says the talks may be sensitive, but everyone's amiable.
Should there be ever a court case, I suppose that would be more definitive, but nobody wants that. We think we can find an equitable solution that will honor their rights and at the same time be consistent with protection of the natural and cultural resources of the park.
The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission is representing the tribes. Glyphwick attorney Jim Zorn says there would be little actual impact on the Apostle Islands natural resources since location and weather make hunting, fishing, and gathering there difficult. But he says the principle of treaty rights is important.
The area that now encompasses the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is part of the traditional homeland of the Ojibwe people, in particular of the Red Cliff and Bad River tribes. And those tribes, as well as the other Ojibwe tribes, want to continue to have access to the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore for the purpose of their hunting, fishing, and gathering rights in a way that meets their subsistence, cultural and medicinal and religious needs.
The Treaty of 1842 ceded territories of Upper Wisconsin, including the Apostle Islands, to the federal government with the conditions that tribes maintain hunting, fishing, and gathering rights. Zorn hopes to work out an agreement in the next year or so. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.